We welcome you this evening, about 1 minute and 20 seconds ahead. And we are okay. We have a tremendous broadcast this morning. My wife was listening. And as soon as the man in 30 seconds finished it, live from Bethel, the choir came in and sing. So that they came, one of those times they coordinated very well. And I think they do not have a program to follow because they keep us going, going, going until 11:10. So until the very end of the service, they hear you and the girls singing and everything going on. And then they came, you have heard the voice of Bethel and so on. Well, one of the best broadcasts. And they rent time 10:10:10, and I guess they don't have it for that. We welcome you this evening, and we're going to start with 255, an old hymn of ours, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. And we welcome you on the internet right in the morning at 5 p.m. We welcome you on, and we are so glad you are listening to our evening service. We will enjoy again live from Bethel. Tayan June is on the piano again, helping us. My wife is awful sick, and we are just glad that we have gifted people at Bethel. 255, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Come to the end of a long day where we worship you in spirit and in truth. And we are able now to sit down and praise your name for the greatness of your power and the greatness of who you are. And now, Lord, we are going to sing songs of praise. And we are grateful that you are our God, that you protected us with wisdom and give us your word so that we can trust and have hope. Now we pray that as we proceed with the service, again, the scripture will give us more insight into this beautiful condition of the believer saved by faith. Thank you, Lord, that you are not requiring works from us in order to be approved to be saved, but only requirement is that faith, that we are nothing but Christ is everything. Thank you for Paul and for his explanations. Thank you for that letter that clarified any problems in doctrine. And so, Father, we pray you bless the service, those who are here, those who are traveling back home, who live far away and left. And for those who are listening, we pray that your hand of mercy and kindness and gentleness be upon their life, and that they will add into their knowledge again another security of your salvation. In Jesus we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. We encourage you to choose a hymn, and if you are listening over the internet, you can tap into our control room and request a number. In the meantime, is anyone here who has a number? Bernie?
257.
Just across the page there. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus, and indeed it is.
Thank you.
Sí, señorita Herrera. 496. I'm getting to know the hymns from these young people. And here is 496. I was in Lodi and in Modesto this weekend before here, and I was talking to my sister-in-law, who was returning to Argentina because of the sickness of her daughter. And she was telling me the sadness of being in church and not seeing hymns. Even in Argentina, they have those big screens on the back and the band and all these and the other. And no hymns, she said. One time she said, cannot take it anymore. I stood up in the church and I said, can we sing a hymn, please, so that my soul will be blessed. And nobody knew what the hymn was. So I stepped forward and I sing it myself, she said. And she has a beautiful voice. I tell you, we who grow up in this will miss it if we don't have it. It's just so beautiful. So 496, I'm so glad you like that. And I'm so glad you are growing up liking hymns. Victory in Jesus. Praise the Lord. Victory over that. Señorita Daniel.
525.
525 talks about family, is that right? 525. A Christian home. Are you blessed born in a Christian home? Eh? What a blessing. All right. 525 reminds us of the blessings of a Christian home.
Thank you.
All right? That's good. All right, then we have the Pacific Hill door open. All right, Señora Maria?
181.
All right. This is a classic Spanish hymn. Onward Christian Soldiers.
So, shouldn't those that know Spanish sing it in Spanish?
Sing it in Spanish, hermano. ¿Se acuerda cómo se llamaba en español? Firmes y adelantes, que la cruz de Cristo. Seguimos adelante. Yeah, beautiful. All right. Onward Christian Soldiers. Whatever language you speak, just sing in your own language. You're allowed for that one. All right. Okay? The Koreans have this hymn? No. Yeah, they do. Yeah, all right.
They sing it in English, though.
she plays. Yeah. Onward Christian Soul, 181. Yes.
373,
certainly. All right. The Spanish class is firm, and we have 15 people today. Yes, people that are coming steady. So we are very blessed with Ephraim teaching, and I'm sitting in the back and listening, preparing their own material, a copy from our English studies. And Ephraim is doing a good job, and so I'm so glad that not only
the class provides for those who speak Spanish a moment of studying the Bible in their own language, but I have developed one of our own to teach it, and I can see the gift. And each time, as you spend time in doing the same thing, you get better. And now he's very comfortable on it. I only had to refrain Leo, and that's it. The whole thing. Leo wanted to bring all the ways to union ideas. But we have a good class. It's a little tough for you because it's a little faster. But it's good. It was a good lesson this morning, all right? A good lesson in Sunday school. All right. Number 373. All right? About the great faithfulness of God. Remember in Ecclesiastes, excuse me, Lamentations, in chapter 3, how beautiful it is to remember the faithfulness of God. Great is thy faithfulness. We've seen all the stanzas of this great and wonderful hymn, all right?
Thank you.
once again, thank you, Diane, for your disposition and exhibition of your wonderful gift in our church. I think the June people came 10 years ago to us, about a little, maybe shorter, about 10 years ago. And the Lord are using seven? Siete? Seven. Well, add the three. The same thing. The blessing is that their talent and the love of the Lord is exhibited. And the words of their pastor to me were exactly right when he said, you have received, you will receive in your fellowship faithful people. And he shook my hand. And I honor that on a pastor to say that.